Rove was a close advisor to former President George W. Bush. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce invited Rove to Milwaukee to speak against a proposal to make it easier to form workplace unions. The media and general public were barred from the speech, but outside the venue, about 100 union members chanted their support for what's called the Employee Free Choice Act.
What do you want?
Free choice!
What do you want?
Now!
What do you want?
One of the marchers was Jeff Arnold of the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades. He says the proposal to allow union recognition through employee-signed authorization cards would help workers organize and reduce threats from management.
This is a new way of going about it. It's letting the people make the choice, the employees, rather than the employer making the choice.
Arnold says he doesn't think Karl Rove carries much weight in Washington anymore. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Vice President James Buchan says Rove did what WMC hoped, tell roughly 100 Wisconsin executives about the union organizing proposal. Buchan says the Free Choice Act would not be free.
Then would just create a situation where union organizers would be able to coerce people into signing cards without even any input from the employer and without the secrecy of voting in private.
The Employee Free Choice Act is pending in Congress. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.